Okay, it should be recording now.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Justin. Oh, no. Stay way more.
Yeah, it's something like 4 minutes, I guess. Sure, we will be.
What did you say? For the Oh, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Let me just pull it up. It might take me a second.
Actually, so I'm not expect to talk about head cards for it's up to you. You're not going to shop.
Okay, this is the correct one, right? Yes. I can't hear you too well.
Well, there should be a table contains all our scores. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, this one, yeah. The case summaries.
Thank you.
Was going well to go to my celebration.
Megan. Hey guys, thank you for being here. And I had a look at like case summaries, and I think we all did a great job of purging a higher iterator reliability. So, but I found it a little bit tricky than last time, especially for two, I guess, two, three trials. So probably can we start just from the first one and discuss all the questions we have, and if we can't end early, we can just make early. How does this?
Sure.
So let's go to the first one. I think most of us got a, yeah, got a two, except for, is he a spray short?
I think so.
And the The Abbot's David? Do we have the David? There's over there. Yes. Okay, cool. Davis, are we able to talk, or you can just listen?
It's a little bit tricky to hear you guys. I don't know if there's a way to move, like, whatever is the microphone source just closer to you.
I just don't have the
Here.
That's perfect. Yeah, if you just moved over here. Thank you.
So, Davis, are you able to hear me?
Davis just left for a minute, so I think it said it was having trouble with the audio, so it might be coming back.
Since they Brazil is not here as well, so probably even this one. For a second, Bob. We all had zero, so I'm just going to skip that again.
Which one was the push? Was that number two?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. So this. Yeah, sorry about that. I looked at a wrong file, so I don't know why I got it too, but yeah. When I do like the fresh bread, it should definitely be a zero, a certain one. So we had a couple of zeros for 4, 5, 6, 7. For 8 is 1. Yeah, it should be it. 8 is 1 should be M04150802. Oh no, sorry. M06090102.
Yeah, what was the story on that one?
You also had one for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my rationale with that one was, and I don't know what you guys think about this. Yeah. There's a line in a rat, but
Yeah.
Savannah was saying that you don't have like a clear interaction happening. But are we following the clear interaction rule, or are we just gonna say if they have a line and a rat that they get a point? Everything else has like a behavior associated
Yeah.
with all the other elements except for this one. And in the past, I've been like, well, if there's a line in a rat, they get a one. So I don't know what you guys think.
That's a spoiler.
Think it spoils it. We've counted what they have with the hyena and birds later in the story. You know, that's what's. If we're not being sequential about when the other animals show up, in the other stories, that's my thinking is like, well, doesn't really matter.
I would give it like 0.5, but since we don't have it, first element is like they interact with each other, so I was kind of following that interaction.
Yeah.
Think for me, it's like since the S2, right? Mm-hmm. The original story, since I got to it, it's 7 days. That's my question to like if we see aggression, does that mean that automatically it's coded as like a two and it also goes to the one?
I think the aggression piece though has to be tied to the line specifically. So like the snake was aggressive here, but not the line. So for me, that wasn't one personally. Because the next story, yeah.
It was awesome. I can't say the ones or the option. So the line and the round is at the same time. Sorry. Right.
I think that us having a unanimous idea of other animals can be included or not is important for our coding. Because I feel like we're going to see that multiple times.
Why did you get into your brain? Where you got to?
Is that a push card? It could be.
It's shocking.
It's happening.
Should be it. 08010092. Or maybe you can just open the story.
So.
This is nice. Jesus. So we said that one was an error on okay, it's fine.
It was going to the last document of the first story.
Was that the only one that was different?
This one. I don't want to know which one is good. But for this one, we, I think all of us got a score for it, except like, probably either one or two, or three.
So, I know mine was very different on this one. I gave it a one. I think everybody else had twos. I gave it a one because the rationale for the aggression behavior is it has to be like clear aggressive behavior, like snarling or eating. I don't have a story in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it was something like the lion was chasing or following or something. And like, yeah, chasing could be aggressive, and considering it's a lion, it could be aggressive, but it wasn't like a clear cut, like, yes, the lion was trying to kill this mouse. I don't think, if I remember correct. Caught the rat in his hands. See, but it doesn't say anything about the intention of the lion with the catch. So I was like, well, he could just caught it, and then the reason why I didn't give the three is because the lion has to willfully release the mouse. In my interpretation, the mouse escaped without the lion's consent to let him go, I guess. Because I feel like that intention is part of the story. That's just my take. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, it's like the same. That's why I gave it too slow, but I was always struggling with maybe it being because of that. I guess we're saying it just escaped.
Dolores, what do you think?
I think this one should be it too, but like, so the third one, I agree. we have like lying blood in his hands, I interpret it as a rust skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then based on just the context, he chains it.
Like if it's something that the lion was upset that the mouse is on top of him or something, like I would have, it would have been easier for me to give it a two. So it's okay either. See, like the bird wanting to feed on the rat is very aggressive, whereas the lion isn't as clean cut as the lion.
So, sort of.
I just want to make sure there's a group we understand on the same page with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
You think we should also for the escape? Is pretty that this should be a circle. So it's like rattlescape from the lion's paw instead of the lion let go. Rattlescape themselves. Well, right. Yeah, I agree.
So the intention of being willful to let the mouse go is important.
So that's an important part of the story, right? For later on transition.
Yeah.
In turn, the rat in turn, like at rescue the.
Yes.
Yeah. So should we still give this one a two?
If everyone's saying the cot is a behavior, then it's a tooth.
So we had 1 point for a lion encounter with the rabbit, right? They have an option. Second, they say, like, the lion found different things. Right? So
I had two for the longest, and then I was thinking that since it was escape, I looked at the coding system and it's wrote that it was like related to the original storyline. I was like, well, for the coding criteria, you go down.
Yeah.
Three, it says that it's morally related to the actual story. So I used that. And because I knew that since it escaped and the lion didn't intentionally, like, literally let him go, I had that idea. So I had that too at first, but then I read that and I was like, oh, just thinking.
Okay.
Let's see why it's a two. All right, got it.
Yeah, that one's a gray area for me too. I think Dr. Gillen would have to make like a executive decision.
Yes.
Or divorce.
Okay. So do you have any questions for the last part?
Do you guys have anything like that comes up, like questions that Dr. Goodman kind of has to settle or you guys need to talk about with him? You can maybe write them down or email them to him at the end so that you guys can talk about it either next week or he can kind of make some decisions over the week so that you don't start the coding process with this like looming question in the air.
I would summarize the question in sentence. So I'm just checking it, like, do we only have a question for the like server story? For the A story, or do we also want to chat if the last one makes sense to?
I think the eighth story for sure needs to be talked about with the extra animals. And then voting criteria number one should just be Elon and Ross are present and not interacting.
Right. But also, maybe you can try to chat voice like the last
one. I think talking about within the willful action of the lion for the release is important enough, too. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things that are coming out for me, at least.
Okay. Well, see. But yeah, I remember somebody talk about like there's a first card in the transcript.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was at number two. I wrote it out. Yeah.
So now scored it in zero.
I should always see it in the future.
Okay.
Skeptical.
Like Dr. Goodman found it.
He did.
He responded. We should always score at zero.
Score zero. So I was thinking, so I hear the push part one for sure.
Yeah.
And where the other one's inaudible for sure. What I'm thinking with the pussycat one though is just like it's abstract enough. Like a push card for sure is a translation error. Could be, you know, anything. But I think as long as we're as a group are like, yeah, we gotta just stick with the title they give it, then yeah, fuck that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have any other questions? So the first question is for the A's story. We just talked about the X-ray animal, which seems like there's no direct connection between Ryan and Brian. For the last story, we need to check in and like the intention of the line is important when deciding if like Hilton and Rabbit is on it's just because of their decimals.
And then is if the rat escapes and the lion isn't willfully letting mouse go.
I think that should definitely be
so I think that's the important part on that. Does anybody know their teams from the email?
So we'll be actually voting like this week and talk about it this week.
I think so. Is that correct, Elisa, that we're coding this week officially?
Yes, you'll be coding this week officially, and the teams are the people that you'll have the same like transcripts as, so that you'll be trying to get like a reliability with.
Thank you. Lisa, do you have any other things you need to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Have a good week.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.